Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 23 after. Thank you for hanging out with me. That's Heart bringing us back. That's Ann Wilson on vocals there. That's Nancy on guitar behind her. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't want to miss a minute of our time with Barbara Anise. Barbara is the co-author of Leadership in the Sexes. She's a gender intelligence expert. And Barbara, talk to us about this. We've been talking about women in the marketplace and the growth of women in the marketplace and some of the differences between men and women. Talk to us a little bit more about that. What are you seeing as we move forward into the 21st century marketplace, the global economy? What do you see as some of the challenges and the opportunities for the genders to work together as they work together?
Well, certainly one fundamental thing to really look at is the competitive advantage of really having both men and women or a greater gender balance in your team, right? Because women do have a different line of sight than men tend to do. And one is, I call it web-like thinking. And what I mean by that is that when women look at a problem or a decision, they will weigh more factors into it. And that's important to really understand, you know, what impact does this decision have over here or over here.
And that's something that kind of bugs men sometimes.
Yes.
That kind
it,
of thinking.
It can be because,
that
it
kind of thinking because
equate.
We're trying to find the place to put to solve. We want to solve the problem right now.
Yeah. And men tend to be more linear, and they just want to get that problem off the list, right? And when women bring more context into it, sometimes that can be frustrating. But that context is really important because it can, you know, it can reveal some potential blind spots.
Well, here's,
that you have in that decision making.
Here's what I think we've got to do, Barbara. Sometimes men, you know, the old Elvis song, "Fools Rush In Where Wise Men Fear to Go." You know, sometimes men rush in and they shouldn't.
Yeah.
And sometimes women take too long to get to the point.
Yeah. It feels like it takes too long because women will use more descriptors or have a more of a conversation around it, right? And
right.
That could be frustrating. But it's really important to understand. And, you know, one of the things that we're working with American Express is really being intelligent, gender intelligent in the consumer market, because women can be your most loyal customers or they can be your worst.
Right.
Because, you know, on an average, when women experience a negative experience, men tend to tell up to 3 people and women tend to tell up to 32 people.
And with user generated content, meaning the ability to comment online, put millions, put 6 zeros after that.
Exactly, you know, and the same equates to a positive experience, right?
Right.
So if they have a really positive experience in buying something or a brand or something, you know, women don't, you know, buy brands, they join them when they have a positive experience, right? So really bring that gender intelligence into everything that you do.
And that's the community aspect I was talking about earlier.
Exactly.
This is what companies have to do. Instead of marketing to people, instead of trying to manipulate them, companies are going to have to build communities and draw customers into those communities. And women are going to
be natural community
natural.
Builders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
So let's talk to me about this idea. You know, there are a couple of books that have been written. One of them, the crowdsourcing. The other one is The Wisdom of Crowds. James Surowiecki wrote The Wisdom of Crowds. That was an interesting book. I thought that was a very interesting book. Isn't with what we said a minute ago about men rushing in sometimes when they shouldn't, women taking too long sometimes to get to the point? Doesn't the wisdom of crowds, with those two facts that we just identified, doesn't that mean that we need both of those perspectives when we're solving a problem, dealing with an issue?
Absolutely. I mean, we get the best of both worlds when we bring both the men and women into the decision making, right? I mean, I even wrote which you can get on my website, called Gender Blind Spots on Wall Street, right? And you know, I saw women on Wall Street in the boardroom asking questions that seemed to be irritating to some of these senior men, mm-hmm. but were really important to weigh in. But, you know, the men were very focused on, okay, how are we going to close the next quarter?
Right.
You know, what's the profit? You know, very, very linear, in-the-box type of thinking. And the women were saying, yes, but what about, right? And I think that what about is really important to go there and visit because, again, as I said, it can reveal some blind spots. And
right.
certainly the women did that on Wall Street, but it wasn't really heard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the key is to really bring both of those. Whether you're running a small business or a medium or you want to grow into a large one, bring both men and women to the table and really listen to the different perspectives they bring.
That's the thing that I got out of Surowiecki's book, The Wisdom of Crowds. And
yeah.
he said, you know, if you put all PhDs in a room, they won't make as good a decision, even though they know everything about the topic. They won't make as good an ultimate decision as if you split those PhDs among groups of diverse groups.
Yes.
Some people
There's
would
so
know
much
it, you know,
evidence
know,
of that.
Maybe some, you know,
yeah.
people without a high school education, some college, a lot of college, you know, some people didn't know anything about the issue. That kind of diversity was good for the decision-making process. Barbara, I've got to wrap it up. Give us your website. Tell us how we can find you in the book, please.
So it's baainc.com.
All right. Say it again.
baainc.com.
baainc.com. The book
yeah.
is called Leadership and the Sexes, available wherever books are sold. Michael Gurian and Barbara Anis are the two authors. Hey, Barbara, will you come back another day? This has been fun.
I would love to.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. Barbara Anis, A-N-N-I-S is how you spell her last name. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blastingame. I'll be right back. I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blastingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.